You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another friendly episode of Ask Drone You on this beautiful Valentine's Day. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And don't worry, there's no love going on right here, right now.
Really?
No.
I thought there was some love going on.
My heart has turned cold for you, Rob.
Man, that is really the worst Valentine's
Veins
Day
of
ever.
Ice, water.
Oh, well.
No, you have the best Valentine's Day ever. Do you guys want to know why? I think Rob may actually win the award for best wife of the year. And I know Sarah would probably be really mad at me, but technically she's not my wife yet.
That's
so
right.
You can't be mad.
You have an out with that comment.
But here's why. Rob's lovely wife, Jana, she's such a sweetie, by the way. She's really nice. Really
she's
nice
awesome.
Lady. And I'm pretty sure the first time I saw Rob's wife, I was like, is that
like,
really
how
your
did
wife?
You swing that?
Yeah, dude, she's out of your league, bro.
I've been saying that for 27 years, Paul.
I was like, she is a smoke show. Like, what is going on? Anyway, no, she's really nice. And Rob's luck got even better. Because as Valentine's Day came around, his wife said, honey, let's make a pact. And Rob's heart sank in that moment because he's wondering, oh no, what am I about to get myself into?
Because I have to say yes.
He said, okay, honey, what is it? She's like, let's make a pact that we are not going to buy or do anything for each other on Valentine's Day. That sounds like one awesome pact, Rob.
And I know what everybody's thinking. It's a trap. But I've been married to her 27 years. It's not a trap.
Well,
it's just cool.
I'm jealous.
I'm not going to lie. It's cool.
I'm jealous. Because I'm the type of guy where I you know, with the Valentine's Day and everything, it's just like, oh, I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. It's just such like a manufactured thing. Like, it's like a day that capitalism, and in fact, there was even an article this morning, an NPR Valentine's Day origination. And it's really dark, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard that. It wasn't Hallmark, though. That's the old, what, the old... I shouldn't say the old wives' tale. That's the old something. Legend.
Yeah, so let's see. No,
sacrificed a goat and a dog, okay.
Yeah, so from February 13th to February 15th, the Romans celebrated the feast of Lupercalia. The men sacrificed a goat and a dog and then whipped women with the hides of animals they had just slain.
Gosh.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Can't believe you just said that.
I'm just kidding. Well, you know what's really funny? You know, in the Czech Republic, because, you know, I used to live in the Czech Republic, Easter has a whole different meaning than it does here. Do you know why?
I can't even imagine.
On Easter, the little boys get to go from neighbor to neighbor house and whip the butts of little girls. And this is a real... Like, you can Google
you
this.
Know what?
I'm not kidding.
You actually showed this to me sitting at this table a while back.
Yeah, like,
I remember that.
Like, at least a year ago. That's how
and
many episodes we've been doing.
And I still don't understand.
Well,
what that's
hide
about.
Your kids, hide your wife.
That's right. Whatever.
But anyway, just to finish my point about Valentine's Day, I just feel like it's something that's based off of, you know, the angry side of capitalism. Like, you know, these are traditionally very slow months in the economy. Mm. And I feel like this is a way to just like fire up the economy,
have a little boost,
have every dude spend some money on his girlfriend and make every guy who's single feel lonely unless they're surfing Tinder.
Help out the floral industry, allow them to make their full year's wage in one day.
Yep.
Something along those lines.
I'm just glad this year I actually made a reservation for dinner, but then I
Did
heard
you?
It was a set menu, so I hope it's...
Oh, yeah. So the idea with Valentine's Day is you go out to dinner the day before, but I know a lot of the ladies out there would probably say that's a cop-out, that's weak, and that's fine. You know, everybody can...
I went to the bar last night.
Really?
Yeah, by myself, working on the training manual.
I'm not going to ask you how wonderful that was.
Actually, it was fantastic.
I know. That's what I'm afraid
of. A lot
of
my friends work at Marble, and I didn't pay for a single drink last night.
Really?
Yeah, not a single one.
Well, who are your friends? I need them to be my friends.
I literally, this girl, Kelsey, comes up to me, who I've known since like sophomore year of college. And she's like, yeah, your drinks are on me tonight. Don't worry about it.
It's Valentine's Day Eve.
I'm like, what did I do to you to deserve this? Like, this is awesome.
That's cool. That's so nice. See, did you pay it forward? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, I was trying to pay it forward. I'm like, you got to let me do something for you. And she didn't respond. She actually, maybe she responded this morning. I can't remember. But anyway, she said, no problem.
That doesn't sound good.
No problem, man. I'm just happy to share. That's what she wrote. No, she's been a good friend. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I think everybody knows what you're saying. Anyways, whatever makes you happy on Valentine's Day, what makes your wife happy, your girlfriend happy, your spouse, your significant other happy, do that.
Well, it's just funny because I made the mistake of telling Sarah this morning. I was like, it seems like in Albuquerque on any holiday, more people drive like douchebags than any other day. And I think it's because they're on their phones. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Like. Oh, you're so cute, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. On their phone. I told Sarah, I said, I am going on Amazon and I am buying a freaking train horn. And I am putting it underneath bumper. And I am going to scare the absolute dog shit out of people when they're on their phones in front of me.
And cause chaos in the streets.
I don't think it's going to cause chaos.
You don't see wrecks coming out of that?
What do you
see? So they're driving on their phone and then, so I don't think what's going to happen with
that. Well, at least they'll be looking up. I mean, that's a start. So,
They'll be looking back.
Yeah, on the news last night, they're like, aggressive drivers need to learn compassion. No, distracted drivers need to learn to get off their damn phones. Ask any police officer in this town. It's a much bigger problem than speeding.
Well, that's very true. In all seriousness, that's true.
It's just like, you know, you hear all these like doggy commercials and all this like, oh, cancer, we need money for cancer research. Have you ever heard them talk about a cure? No. Have you ever heard them talk about obesity and the cure? Because the cure is you just don't eat as much. I mean, it's like the cure is maybe eat vegetarian. Maybe just decide to have some willpower and eat half of what every meal is that you get. You know, like my point here is not that cancer is not bad. Cancer is bad. My point here is that we need to attack real problems and not cancer was a bad example. What I was really going for was the whole gun control debate. Yeah. Sorry. No, because more people die from obesity on a magnitude of like a multiple of 10 than more gun than control. That. And it's just like, you know what? You got to be careful what you're putting in your ears and everything. I don't know why I went down this rabbit hole.
Like this show?
Yes. Don't put me in your ears. Don't let me in.
Thank you for hanging with us today.
It's a crazy day. Now you know how I feel about Valentine's Day.
I'm feeling like this. Thanks for hanging with us because I'm feeling this is actually sort of therapeutic today.
It is extremely therapeutic.
I can sense that and that's good. That's a good thing.
I'm just, you guys are who I get to vet to. So thanks. Not vet. What's the word?
I know there are people that will listen.
Vent.
Yeah. There are people that will listen and say, get to the stinking question and the point, but you know what? It's kind of supposed to be fun too. And you know, maybe talk about really stupid things every now and then.
That's what she said.
But try to bring some good information at the same time.
True. And by the way, my Valentine's card was, there are a lot of fun places to do it. The bedroom, the kitchen, the hammock, the lawnmower. And then you open up the card and says, there's a lot of good places to eat chocolate. It's like, ha, 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 gotcha. Anyway,
yes.
I go for the humor and things.
Oh, you have to. I always look for the humorous cards, never the serious cards.
No, because they all the serious cards say the same damn soppy-ass story.
Yeah, if you're going to do a serious card, you come up with your own.
Yes.
Right? Don't say what somebody else wrote.
And now you can get them printed on Vistaprint. So you can get them cheaper than Walgreens with your own specialized message.
Or use some nice penmanship. Just write. I'm old. What can I say?
I went to Catholic school, so I know cursive. That's what sucks.
That's what sucks. You probably haven't used it in what, 15 years?
Let's see, 2006. So 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should ask a question or listen to a question before we lose everybody.
Should you fly your drone on Valentine's Day? it is therapeutic. So, yes.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today.
But take your girl or take your guy.
Ooh, see, that is a good point. Yeah, for the ladies out there, like,
take your
there
guy.
Are so many, actually, there are a lot more women in the Drone U community now. And it's really actually empowering to see.
Oh,
and
love
we can't
it.
Forget. We can't forget. We have to do a good job at including them in all of our conversations and not always assuming, like the whole right-hand, left-hand debacle, that there are females that want, maybe they want to take their husbands flying.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So
do it.
We sure do. All right, just play the question. Let's get this over with.
Hey, gents. My name is Zach, and I have an opportunity to do some automotive shoots and commercials, and they're looking for drone footage, and I'm curious what your opinion is on what unit to get, whether it be the Mavic Pro or the Mavic Pro Platinum. There's not many differences with that, but or the Phantom 4 Pro. Yep, love what you guys do. I'm really glad I found your podcast and hope to hear back from you.
Thank you, Zach. We're glad you found the podcast as well. Glad that you're listening and glad that you took a minute or two to send in your question. Really do appreciate that.
I do appreciate your question, too. I didn't want to say that. I just want to get through this, but it's Valentine's Day. It's the day before we go to Phoenix. We got to do a show. Lots on my mind. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, so here we are. Mavic Pro. Stop that.
Sorry. It only took like 3 seconds before I was surfing Facebook.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And okay. And the things that show up on Facebook.
What did you see, Rob?
Golly. My feed doesn't show that stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
That was PG-13.
Nonetheless.
So your feed's PG?
G. Paul. I'm all about the G.
So anyways, you can't even watch Aladdin on that thing.
No, because...
Pretty sure it's PG.
Is it PG?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. I'll make an exception for Aladdin.
Well, you know what's not PG? Automotive commercials. Unless you're watching the best of the best. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not know.
The best of the best automotive commercials. Like Top Gear. Top Gear is the best of the best. And frankly, their drone shots in the very beginning were not very good. They had helicopter pilots instead, and those shots were fantastic. But as they move into Amazon, and now it's called Grand Tour, it is about half as good as Top Gear. I think they just talk too much now. That's just, I just like, show me the cars, be funny. Like,
oh yeah, though, they're great. They're going to be hard to top.
Yeah, but I'm saying since they moved over to Amazon, it's not the best. But the point of mentioning this is that if our caller is filming automotive commercials for the local dealership, it's going to be a little or significantly different than the automotive commercials that, say, one would find at Top Gear, or the types of shots you would find at Top Gear. Because
sure,
if you're Top Gear, you're probably flying, you know, a Red,
yeah,
on an Alta.
You're really talking, you know, cinematography for those shoots.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm sure you'd get away with a i2 X7 like the one that we have. But in most cases, that's probably not going to be, you know, where people are working. Is it possible? Yes. Are some of you doing it? Yes, I know you are. Anyway, that being said, if this guy is filming automotive productions, do you think a Mavic is going to be usable or practical for him, Rob?
Well, if you pose the question as usable and practical, I would say yes, but I don't think that's what you're looking for. I mean,
that was not the answer I'm looking for.
I know you're not. But when you pose the question that way, it is usable.
Is it doable?
And it actually is practical.
It's practical if you hacked it. And if you're a Drone U member, by the way, we do have a webinar on how to hack the Mavic. And the reason I say that is because the Mavic Air, Spark, none of them have attitude mode. So to actually do a commercial production with automotive vehicles here, it's probably not actually practical.
Sure.
Because without attitude mode, you're really just not going to get it.
That's true.
And also, a thing that I don't think a lot of people realize, and I've only realized doing boat commercials up north, is the Mavic cannot bank a turn as aggressively as a Phantom Whether it's the height of the center of gravity in proportion to the propellers or whatever it is, and I'm not really sure what it is, but whatever it is, the Phantom 4 Pro and the Phantom 4 and the Phantom 3 can just fly so much more aggressively, mm-hmm. and also, while flying aggressively, still have smooth turns. The Mavic, for whatever reason, in high-speed turns, overcorrects itself all the time.
Right.
And it you're not going to get, you don't have the probability of shooting a banking turn. Let's say we're approaching the back of the vehicle. We're coming up on the side of the vehicle. We're showing the nice glimmer off of the reflective rims. That's actually a thing. We're showing the glimmer. We're turning as we see the side of the vehicle. We see the driver. We're now completely turning, so the drone is facing the windshield and elevating away from the vehicle. You're not going to do that in a Mavic.
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
Not to mention the sensor size and just what you're going to get out of the camera, et cetera.
See, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
The sensor size on a Phantom 4 Pro versus a Mavic is a very significant difference.
Right.
Let alone you take the sensor size of an X7. I mean, I would want to shoot this with an X7 just because you have lens choices. If you want to go super tight and you can't fly super close, you got that 50 millimeter lens. You can really get a lot out of that and be flying further away. I will say it's going to be a whole lot harder getting smooth turning motions with the larger lenses. When you have a wider lens, it's a lot easier to fly, especially if you've been kind of working through filming FPV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Which, by the way, in fact, there's something I want to do on this show. Speaking of, subject tracking, as we're talking about it, and flying, what is it called? Flying around vehicles. There is a class coming up here at Drone U, and Rob wants me to cancel it and move it to April, but I want to put it up on here. Wait, I thought you emailed me this. I want to give you guys the link for this. We are doing a subject tracking class in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are actually doing it on a boat. There are six spots available. You will be on a boat on the lake, subject tracking, practicing these very movements that I'm talking about right now. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find the sales page for it.
Well, I can get it to you.
Well, I'm just going to make a little tiny URL so people can go to it right from the show.
Okay.
We put it up for members, and a lot of people are saying they want to go to the April class. So as soon as we get that April class up, I'm pretty sure it will sell out quickly. But I wanted to get this to you guys because if you're interested in going to the subject tracking training, you will be able to do it. In fact, the link is actually not that difficult, but I'm going to go ahead and make...
It's a good time. I mean, I haven't been there. I haven't been to one, but everything I hear from the folks that go to those, just they have a great time. They learn a ton. They get better at what they're wanting to get better at. It's really a great combination of fun and learning. I mean, it's kind of the epitome of that, based on what everybody has said. And you had somebody, in fact, the guy that won the contest at the last one, I mean, he's a top shelf cinematographer for Hollywood level studios.
Yeah.
Right? And so he had a little upper hand on the contest, but he took advantage of that, and that's good.
Okay, if you go to tinyurl.com/drone-subject-tracking, and voila, it'll pop up. And all the information is there if you want to attend, which I would highly recommend. Is by far my favorite class to teach. Yeah. In fact, I was actually going to be like, Rob, if you cancel this class, I'm going surfing anyway.
Look,
anyway.
Cancel versus no cancel, ultimately be subject to demand, right?
That is true. Yeah, but it looks like the demand is already there for April.
For April, I think you're right. It'll sell out quick.
Yeah.
March is just so close at this point. But anyways, we probably should wrap this show up.
That's right, we should.
Hopefully, we've answered Zach's question. The bottom line is definitely the Phantom 4 Pro.
Yeah, and I'm going to recap this too. If you can afford an Inspire 2 and you're planning on doing more of these, I would get the Inspire 2 because you're just going to have a lot more fluidity in your shots that you cannot have with the Phantom 4 Pro. I did the same shot at Coors Field, and the shot with the Inspire was a lot smoother just because I think of the weight of the gimbal.
Sure.
So makes I would sense. Really recommend the Inspire 2 if you're really going to just go for it. But on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you haven't picked up a copy of Living the Drone Life, make sure you check out Living the Drone Life book. Or is it droneyoubook.com? Go to droneyoubook.com and pick up a copy of that book if you want to learn exactly how I shot commercials just like these and made a living myself. And I still do drone jobs because it's the only thing that really makes me super duper happy.
Yeah.
I love training people in person. Mm-hmm. I love talking on this show. It's a lot of fun. And thanks for listening, for giving us the audience to have someone to talk to. But you know what? Going out there and flying is just so therapeutic for me. So I still do it.
Yeah. Well, and we teach from experience here at DroneU. So
that is true.
Got to keep learning.
We don't have big, long, lengthy FAA titles without ever not making money with a drone like other drone schools. You know who you are. But anyway, that's going to do it for us. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You. That was ridiculous.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.